aging population and increasing numbers of people with dementia are among the biggest healthcare challenges facing our society today.
The Department of Health wants to explore new ways of helping patients and their families.
And it's funding a new project with the Design Council, and organisations in Cornwall want to help deliver it. BBC Radio Cornwall's Hannah Stacey reports.
Alan Rosefather was diagnosed with dementia 3 years ago. It's been a difficult journey for the family searching for what's best.
Although there have been a number of agencies going to see him, one of the interesting aspects of this is that Dad could present himself very well. So whilst he was plainly in need of help, he actually didn't ask for help, and he didn't demonstrate that he needed help, and he could actually spin a story that made it look as if it's okay, so that those people would go away thinking all their boxes have been ticked. But in fact, he'd been a little bit devious in the way that he presented his problems.
Different generations of the Rowe family are working together. Grandson Edward's been charting his granddad's progress on a form of life map.
Typical kind of family. Nan had always fed granddad and looked after the home and the kids. And then, unfortunately, when Nan had a fall and had to go into hospital for quite some time with a really bad leg, that is when the problems really started to run away. My granddad was home on his own, and effectively he couldn't be home on his own. He would be out, get lost, and the police would have to bring him home. And before long, Nan came out of hospital, and as you can see from this map, she couldn't go home, so she went into a care home. And obviously, my grandparents have been together for 65, nearly 70 years, so for the first time, they were apart.
This sort of mapping could soon be used by more families coping with dementia. The Department of Health wants the arts and communications sector to support NHS services. The Design Council's brief to find innovative ways to approach dementia care. Robert Wolfe's Penryn firm, C Communications, has been speaking to families, charities and local health experts.
Technology can certainly help a community get together to actually share concerns and share ideas about how to improve dementia care to their loved ones. And technology also may be used in the same way that we now use mobile phones to actually enable people to access services and monitor somebody with dementia care from a distance.
From a family perspective, it was extremely stressful because things were happening on occasions that meant that I had to drop everything in my life, or I was constantly on guard in terms of making sure that he was safe and he was okay. Ultimately, I felt that I needed some support. In many respects, that may have been available, but I wasn't aware of it.
The director of the charity Arts for Health Cornwall, Jane